Let's talk about the Regional Aquatics Center. The city of Wenatchee's aging pool is undergoing repairs. They've had to put that some of those repairs off to bid. I think they're going to try to go to bid again this fall. But there has been a lot of talk, and you're right in the thick of it, about what if we had a regional aquatics center. You know, if I had my druthers, I'd love to see the something like what they have in Moses Lake. I love that kind of a facility.
I do, too.
And so there is some, there are already discussions underway of how could we do something like that here? And so you're trying to push for some legislation of a regional aquatics district. So explain what this might look like and what you're hoping to bring forth this next legislative session.
Well, it's been an interesting process. So it kind of started with my support for the City of Wenatchee Pool during past legislative sessions. In particular, the last legislative session, the City of Wenatchee received a grant from the State Recreation and Conservation Office, and then they still needed to some additional funding to make up the difference for what the pool repairs were going to cost. So I got to help sponsor that particular grant. And then the City of Wenatchee went out to bid, and the bids came in much greater than expected, both because of a lack of contractors and I think some inflationary factors. But the City of Wenatchee Pool is looking to repair the pool bottom. So once the water is all drained out, repairing the pool bottom is currently draining, leaking. And so the original Wenatchee City Pool, built in 1965, it served us really well for decades. But they're looking now at potentially $2 million or more of repairs just to keep the pool operational, nothing you would actually visibly see as an improvement. And then it just sort of begs a question of, well, since that time in 1965, our communities of East Wenatchee and Douglas County, and even Wenatchee outside of the city limits, has grown so much, yet everybody's still sort of feeding into this one city pool that's aged and in need of significant repairs. And so now seems to be the time to kind of brainstorm a little bit, to be collaborative, kind of like an old school building that, you know, is in so much need of repair that maybe it is more cost effective for community members to build something new. And then if we did, maybe there's a way that we as local governments could partner together on a shared facility that would be more equitable for the taxpayers and I think more sustainable in terms of revenue stream. So the aquatic district bill that I have is one possibility. We've also been looking into the existing public facilities district statute that is on the books. It was originally designed for City of Wenatchee. We all know that situation, but other communities have used that too for public facilities districts. But the idea is, can we come up with a way that our local governments could share sort of in the responsibility? Could then it be turned over to a board, a regional board that would be responsible for a facility, both for the construction as well as the operation, so that no one particular local government entity is sort of responsible for the facility? And if it's regionally located, then we could have everyone in our growing community or potentially the two-county area using the facility that, and we wouldn't have to worry about jurisdictional boundaries, you know, it's like, and it wouldn't be a city pool per se. And so then the idea is, well, you know, a lot of communities smaller than ours actually have a facility like this. I mean, Moses Lake may not be smaller than ours, for example, but it's a great facility. But when you combine the population of the Wenatchee Valley and certainly the two-county area, you think we could do something like this. We could have an Olympic-sized pool, could be covered for year-round opportunities and year-round swim meets and economic development activities. But we could have a zero-entry pool, a splash pad, maybe a lazy river, plenty of picnic shelters, plenty of parking. And so when I think of, like, where could we do that? Well, the idea has come up. There is a 283-acre area in Douglas County, just outside East Wenatchee, near the Otabashian Bridge. It's known as the Wenatchee Landing Area. I was a sponsor of a $4 million sewer extension there a few years ago. And I actually just met with the Douglas County Commissioners in a work session this morning just to pitch the idea of what if we had this regional aquatic center located there. It would be an ideal location, plus it would meet a current need. You can have people come down from Waterville, people come over from Cashmere, maybe even Leavenworth, certainly Wenatchee, East Wenatchee, or, you know, Douglas County, Fancher Heights area, and Sunny Slope and all that, using a facility like this. And then, once it's there, maybe it takes up 10 to 15 acres. Well, there's 283 acres of this undeveloped property that's perfectly located near that Otabashian Bridge. Maybe we could then, something like that, could get the final infrastructure out there and everything. And then you'd see hotels, restaurants, retail establishments, and things that could really drive some economic activity in that new area. And I think that location would be ideal. And if we don't plan it and coordinate it properly, we could potentially lose it to some other less attractive, less optimal sort of development. So I'm hosting a stakeholder meeting with local government September 15th, and we're going to kind of kick off this discussion. If it leads to legislation, I'm happy to do it. But I think Mayors Crawford and Koontz thought maybe I was an appropriate person to bring the discussion, because it's not something the city of Wenatchee or the city of East Wenatchee or any one local government should push for. It's something that, you know, now's the time to be collaborative and put some ideas out on the table. And if legislation is needed to either a tweaking of the public facility district statute or a new regional aquatic district bill that could authorize local governments to join forces to do that, I'd be happy to help.
We're talking to State Senator Brad Hawkins, and what a regional aquatics center approach could be with a potential for regional aquatics district legislation. So if you had this in place, so what's the funding mechanisms that one of these districts utilizes? Does it allow them to raise funds like through like a sales tax that's collected there? Is it through property tax, some other mechanism? How would that work?
Some of the entities have used, for example, like the Metropolitan Parks District statute, which we kind of looked at in East Wenatchee. Of course, Wenatchee has its own parks district, so you can't. But we looked at statutes like that, and obviously those are property tax-based revenue streams, and I'm not really a fan of the like property tax, but I see this as more of a potential economic development opportunity, especially with the potential development that it could lead to within the Wenatchee Landing area in Douglas County. And so I think a modest sales tax could be appropriate for that. The public facility district statute, or my current draft of my regional aquatic district bill, calls for a 0.1% sales tax increase. And based on the figures from the Department of Revenue, if that was approved within the two-county area, that would generate a substantial revenue stream that could be used, that the Regional Aquatic Board could then issue bonds to construct the facility, and then over time pay back those bonds with their revenue stream, and also that revenue stream could be utilized to supplement their operations. So it's kind of a twofold sort of thing, but also a regional aquatic district could also apply for federal grants, state recreation and conservation grants, or receive private contributions as well, or charge some user fees. Although if the revenue stream is sufficient, you wouldn't really even need to draw user fees. And if people from outside the region want to use it, if they spend money in the area, they're paying a portion of sales tax, which theoretically helps fund the facility, or they're staying at our hotels and restaurants and things like that. I had a really encouraging conversation this morning at that work session with the Douglas County Commissioners. And if anything, I don't want to speak for them, but they almost suggested think about it maybe a little more broadly and maybe diversify. So maybe there's a pool at this facility. Maybe it's covered. But maybe also there are some ball fields and soccer fields and other things that any of those sort of scenarios could attract a lot of people to the area. My son did 12-year-old baseball all-stars this summer, and we traveled to four or five different baseball tournaments. All the hotels were full. I mean, and when you went to these ball fields, these fourplexes, there was no parking. Everybody was there. Everybody had an RV. I mean, it was just everybody was eating at the restaurants. And so it is a lot of economic development. And I think this could be key. And if you go to a swim meet, the Velocity swim team hosts some of these swim meets at the city of Wenatchee Pool. There's over 800 children and their families staying for multiple days to participate in these swim meets. And if we had a covered facility, for example, in Wenatchee Landing, we could host swim meets year round. So I just think there are a lot of opportunities. And again, we're only talking about maybe a small portion of this 283-acre Wenatchee Landing area. And then the rest would be all these other cool hotels, restaurants, and shops, and wineries. And yeah, I just think it could be something really special. Obviously, any regional aquatic center or any other expanded facility, even if everybody agreed, is probably going to be 3 to 5 years down the road. So we need to keep the city of Wenatchee Pool operational in the meantime. But I think now is the time to try to think about how we can join forces. Now is the time to think about how can we get the most efficient use of taxpayer dollars and actually get a facility that could support our growing communities when you think of our area as sort of one community, at least when it comes to amenities. And for a region like ours that prides itself in outdoor recreation, it's really part of our identity. I think we do really well with trails here, but some of the swimming facilities are struggling and the children don't always have access to ball fields. So I think it helps from a quality of life standpoint for children, for families, for employers, but it also, I think, could be an economic development boost as well.